Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition today here on AM 580. Now joining us with our opening commodity market report, Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:25, down 10.5 on the open March, 5:37 down 12. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 5:12, down 4.75 on the open March, 5:22 down 11 July, 4:62 down 5 on the open. December corn opened at 3:24.5, down 2.5 on the open March, 3:36 down 3.25. May, 3:42 down 3.25. July, 3:47.5 down 2.5. September, 3:39 down 3.25. Redline, December, 3:36 down 3.25. March, 3:40.5 down 3.5 on the open. December oats opened at 2:36.75, unchanged on the open. March, 2:41 down 1.25. November soybeans opened at 6:20.5 down 1.5 on the open. January, 6:35 down 0.5. March, 6:41 down 2. May, 6:46.5 down 2.25. July, 6:53 down 2. Redline, November, 6:65 down 1 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 184.30, down 90 on the open. January, 184.70, down 70. December soybean oil opened at 26.70, up 12 on the open. January, 26.98, up 6. At the Merck, October feeders opened at 107, up 30 on the open. November, 105.25, up 80. January, 103.50, up 75 on the open. October live cattle opened at 89.75, up 35 on the open. December, 88.95, up 27.5. February, 91.45, up 22.5. April, 90.47.5, up 40 on the open. December lean hogs opened at 62.50, up 102.5 on the open. February, 65, up 55. April, 65.90, up 50. May, 68.12.5, down 25 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 91.50, up 97.5 on the open.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Last week you were talking about that bean market perhaps staying firm into late October, early November, setting back. And that at that time we were looking at the 615 area as a point of resistance, blew through it in the week since. In fact, made a contract high in the January contract yesterday at 655. What do you think about the market now heading into November?
Well, you got to be a little worried about yesterday's action. I mean, yesterday's action, we did go on up to the contract highs. We took that out by like a half a cent, came back, closed a couple pennies lower. Not a massive reversal, but a reversal. Now, so far here this morning, though, that reversal down is not showing any follow-through. But beans are kind of swimming uphill compared to what corn and wheat's doing, and that's probably going to determine where soybeans end up today, whether or not the downdraft of corn and wheat is going to go ahead and pull beans lower and kind of solidify that reversal. But yesterday's pop-up and then the poor closes we had in both soybeans as well as wheat. Now, the wheat's reversal is following through here this morning with some pretty hefty losses. So the wheat market has kind of got a toppy look to it. We had a high here about 10 days ago or whatever, and then we slid back into Monday's low, and now we've rallied and we failed to make a higher high, and now it's kind of reversed down. So the wheat market's kind of got a little toppy action to it, which suggests the market is ripe for a period of consolidation, maybe even some, you know, more weakness in here. If that's the case, then the corn market is going to probably struggle some. And you can kind of see that's kind of what happened on corn. We went on up, blew through the 24-25 area that was kind of resistance on December corn yesterday. Now we've come back down underneath that trend line with some pretty good losses. So, you know, that might be what's happening is following corn. So there, from a technical perspective, there might be there's reason to kind of believe here that we're we put in some short-term tops and we're maybe now in a period of consolidation and decline.
If we are indeed in that period of consolidation, how long and at what levels?
Good question. It could be for 6 months, Dave. How about that? We don't know for sure. I think, you know, you first have to kind of look at that the dominant trend of the month of October has been to the upside. So anytime you enter the last 3 days or so or last week or so of the month, you have a tendency to go opposite of that month strictly because of long liquidation activity. And that's kind of long profit taking. That's commission revenue for the commission houses and all that. So you kind of have that going in here. Then the big question will be the first part of the month. Funds have had a tendency to be big buyers early in the month, so we'll have to kind of see whether or not that pattern continues. But that's what it kind of looks like to me anyway, at least on a short-term basis.
Cyclically, what kind of prices might be points of support?
Well, I think you've got to say that these corn probably has some awfully good support down there in the 312, 310 area. We start taking that out. You could slide back to the $3 area fairly quickly. Wheat here kind of needs to hold at this $5 level on December. If you start taking $5 level out, you could probably slide back to the, you know, 480s fairly quickly. Soybeans, you probably got now since we blew on up through that 610, 615 area on the lead futures chart, I suppose you're going to have initial support down in the 610, 615 area probably on November beans.
And a little bit longer term then, look ahead to the end of November into December.
I think there's I think one can kind of keep his bullish hat on maybe up through the November crop report, maybe on up into middle part of November. But my cyclical work would indicate that there's a sell-off coming maybe during the month of December. I don't know from what levels and how deep, but it looks to me like December has a better chance of being defensive than it has being offensive. So, you know, I think people that have to make some needed harvest sales, those that maybe need to make some sales for income tax purposes or income tax balancing, needs to be on guard in here over the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Would you advise making those sales for those purposes in beans or corn at this point?
I'm willing to probably take a pass on that and see how things play out over the next couple weeks or so. The corn market, we need to see, you know, kind of what happens on the demand front, I think, for a couple days. The beans, I think, is one of these deals where you're blowing all the shorts out on beans. I mean, fundamentally, the market is probably teed up to be more supportive to the corn than to the beans. But that's conventional wisdom, and conventional wisdom usually is wrong, Dave.
We're doing a slowdown in export sales, 31 last week, 23 this week.
Well, that is a concern. That is saying that the rally that we've had here over the past 3 to 4 weeks has maybe come a little fast, has kind of pulled some export interest back a little bit. You know, that's a function of what the market does when it tries to, you know, especially corn. I mean, the function of the market of corn is to slow demand and increase acres so the balance sheet doesn't get too snug in the distance. So we're probably doing a little bit of both of that. Beans' rally has been fundamentally, I suppose, on a reflection that Soybean acreage is going to fall off sharply because of the higher wheat and the higher corn prices, as well as rust cases now being reported in the southern Midwest may tip some acres over into corn because producers just don't want to hassle with all the expense and the hassle of spraying for rust next summer. So there's a lot of water going under the bridge between now and next spring, and I'm sure we're going to see a lot of twists and turns in this marketplace.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Morris at 815-941-3706. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.